Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. My mission is to help you live rich and love the journey. So let me know what topics you'd like to hear about on future shows. The best way to reach me is on Twitter. My handle there is @LauraAdams with no space, or on my contact page at lauradadams.com. As always, don't worry about taking notes because I post the transcript for each show with links to all the resources that I mention on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 430, called Investing Tips for College Students and Baby Boomers, plus everyone in between. In the show, I'll answer common investing questions from a young college student and a baby boomer. I'll cover 8 investing tips to help you get on the right track, no matter your age, so you have plenty of money for a comfortable retirement. So the first question we'll cover is from an amazing young guy named Adam M. He says, I'm an 18-year-old college student who also works up to 60 hours a week on the night shift at a shipping company. I would love to retire early and not have to work until I'm 70, like my parents. But I have little knowledge about setting up a retirement account. Where should I start? Thanks so much for your question, Adam. I can tell that you're going to have a successful financial life because you're disciplined, you're getting great work experience, and you're thinking about the future at such a young age. You've got an extremely long time horizon, even if you want to retire in your 50s or 60s. Here are 4 investing tips for college students. Tip number 1, read investing books. Most students graduate from high school or college without ever taking a personal finance class. Take your investing education into your own hands by reading good books. They're inexpensive or even free at the library and can provide information that's priceless. My book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich, tells you everything you need to know about the basics of investing, retirement accounts, and much more. So, of course, I recommend that. But here are a few more great books that I recommend. The Truth About Retirement Plans and IRAs by Rick Edelman. The New Savage Number by Terry Savage. And Making the Most of Your Money Now by Jane Bryant Quinn. Tip number 2, don't waste time. Typical college students are thinking about joining a sorority and the next keg party, not about retirement like Adam is. Here's the upside to investing as soon as possible. Let's say you invest $5,000 a year or about $100 a week starting in college and continue for 40 years with an average 8% annual return. You'd accumulate about $1.5 million. Not too shabby. Having time allows you to harness the amazing power of compounding interest. Compounding means that the interest you earn gets added back to your principal. So you earn interest on your interest, and the balance grows at an increasing rate. But if you procrastinate and let time slip away, you lose its earning potential. Waiting until age 45 to get started means that you'd need to save more than $31,000 a year for 20 years to end up with that same $1.5 million. It really hits home when you think about the out-of-pocket expense. So you'd pay a total of $620,000 out of your pocket over 20 years compared to paying a total of just $200,000 when you start early and invest over 40 years. That's a huge difference. So remember that investing early is like getting a healthy retirement nest egg on sale. It's one of the best financial habits you can develop. Even putting aside small amounts, even if you don't have $5,000 a year, even small amounts on a regular basis can go a long way toward reaching goals like retirement, saving for a house, or paying for college. Tip number three, buy funds, not individual stocks. Sometimes young people receive well-meaning but bad investing advice from friends, family, or teachers. If anyone recommends that you buy this or that individual stock, smile politely and say thanks for your suggestion and never act on the information. Many people believe that you should buy stock in companies that you like, or they want to pass along an insider tip from the friend of a friend who works for a company that says the share price is about to skyrocket. Believe me, rumors you hear on the down low rarely pay off. For the vast majority of investors who don't want to make a career out of stock picking, buying individual stocks is a bad idea. It's risky because stock prices can be volatile and fluctuate wildly. Trying to find one or two winning stocks is gambling, not smart strategic investing. Don't get me wrong, young investors should be primarily investing in stocks because they can afford to go for aggressive growth. However, the stocks should be held in funds that own many securities at once, such as mutual funds, index funds, or exchange-traded funds. Owning a diversified fund gives you much more safety and control. If the price of one stock in a fund takes a dive, it's no big deal because you own hundreds or thousands of other stocks that may be holding steady or going up. Tip number four, invest in a Roth IRA. If you're a working student and your employer offers a 401k retirement plan, that's the first place to begin investing. You can choose from a menu of diversified funds. However, if you're under age 21, you may not be eligible to participate in some workplace plans. The good news is that there's no age restriction for IRAs. The only requirement is that you have some amount of earned income. Unlike a traditional IRA or 401k, you pay tax up front on funds you contribute to a Roth IRA and then take tax-free withdrawals during retirement. Another huge benefit of a Roth IRA is that you can tap it before retirement with no penalty. The only restriction is that you must have owned the account for 5 years, and you can only withdraw your original contributions penalty-free, not the earnings. For 2015 and 2016, you can contribute up to $5,500 to a Roth IRA. If you're ready to open a traditional or a Roth IRA, I created a one-page PDF download that will help you know which type of account is best for you. This free resource is called the Retirement Account Comparison Chart, and it summarizes the rules for the most popular types of retirement accounts and gives recommendations for the best places to open them up. If you want to get this resource, just text the word RETIRE to the number 33444, and I'll send it to you right away. Now, let's shift gears and cover what to do if you're a baby boomer who hasn't saved enough or is getting a late start. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Okay, now let's dive into what to do if you're a boomer getting a late start. And by the way, boomer is a nickname for people born during the post-World War II baby boom, which was from about 1946 to 1964. In 2015, boomers range in age from about 51 to 69. Una W. says, I'm a 54-year-old woman who is just waking up and starting to take control of my personal finances and investing. My husband and I are expats living in Seoul, Korea. He's retired, and I earn $2,500 per month as a teacher. I have no debt, $8,000 in a low-interest bank account, and $70,000 in U.S. stocks. What tips do you have to make as much as possible within the next 20 years through investments? Una, thanks so much for your question. I have to say, when retirees are asked what they would have done differently in their financial lives, the number one answer is always save more money. So I'm really glad that you've, quote, woken up financially and are ready to make the most of your investments. Here are four investing tips for baby boomers. Tip number one, focus on what you can control. If you're in your 50s or 60s and haven't saved a big nest egg, don't beat yourself up about it. Just start focusing today on key factors that you can control, which are your expenses and income. Figure out how to ruthlessly cut your spending so you can come up with more money to invest. Squeeze your budget as tight as possible until it hurts, and then squeeze a little tighter. Cancel services you can live without. Downsize your housing or sell a vehicle so you can invest as much as possible. Another option is to increase your income with a second job or a side hustle in the home stretch to retirement. After all, these are likely peak earning years of your career, which is a terrific opportunity to make up for low savings. Tip number two, make catch-up contributions to retirement accounts. Uncle Sam also gives you a break by allowing additional catch-up contributions to retirement accounts when you're age 50 or older. If you're working and have a 401k or 403b, you can contribute up to $24,000 in 2015 and 2016. Now, if you're not working, my recommendation is definitely to find a part-time job, do seasonal work, or consider becoming a freelancer and save every dime in an IRA. The catch-up provision allows you to contribute an additional $1,000 for a total of $6,500 per year to a traditional or a Roth IRA. If you're married and your spouse doesn't work, you can contribute the same amounts in a spousal IRA in his or her name. That gives you as much as $13,000 in IRA savings as a couple. If you're self-employed, you have even more tax-advantage savings options. You might start a SEP IRA, that stands for Simplified Employee Pension IRA, with a maximum contribution of up to $53,000 in 2015 and 2016, no matter your age. Since Una is overseas, she may not be eligible for an IRA due to the foreign earned income exclusion. As I previously mentioned, you must have earned income to make IRA contributions. Most Americans living abroad use this exclusion to avoid paying tax to both the U.S. government and to their home country. So if you're not eligible for a retirement account or you've maxed one out but still have more money to invest, use a regular taxable brokerage account. Tip number three, prioritize your financial needs first. Many boomers have become empty nesters only to find that their adult chicks fly back to the nest. Millions of so-called boomerang kids are returning home for shelter due to low starting salaries, student loan debt, and mounting credit card balances. While it's only human nature to want to take care of your children and provide for them, too many aging parents are doing it to the detriment of their own financial security. Unless you expect your children to pay for your retirement, don't allow their expenses to take priority over your investing goals. Tip number 4, scrutinize your investment portfolio. As you get closer to retirement, the allocation of your investments among different classes, such as stocks, bonds, real estate, precious metals, and cash, is especially important. You have more money at stake and less time to recover from a market downturn. If you're aggressive and own too many stocks, which could be Una's situation, your portfolio value could drop right before you're ready to take the plunge into retirement. On the other hand, investing too conservatively could mean that your nest egg won't grow enough to last as long as you'll need it. Determining what mix of assets to own depends on your time horizon for retirement and your ability to tolerate risk. As I previously mentioned, younger investors should mostly own stocks, perhaps as much as 80 or 90%. Older investors still need stocks for growth, but not as much. For instance, if you're Una's age, which is 54, you may want to own about 50 to 60% of the value of your portfolio in stocks and the rest in bonds and cash. A good rule of thumb is to subtract your age from the number 100 or even 110, and that's the number that you want to consider owning in stocks. So I recommend that she sell a portion or all of her individual stocks and invest the money instead in one or more diversified funds that own a combination of stocks, bonds, cash. The key to making up for lost time is to live below your financial means, maintain or increase your income, and use tax-advantaged retirement accounts so you can invest as much as possible. To keep the money conversation going, join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. It's filled with like-minded people who are reaching for and accomplishing big financial goals just like you. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text the word DOLLARS to the number 33444. Again, that's DOLLARS, D-O-L-L-A-R-S, to the number 33444. I hope to see you in the group. That's all for now. This is Laura Adams signing out. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.